Marty in the Morning on RTE Lyric FM with Spry Finance. Keep living the life you love.
Here I am at 16 Byrne Way in the Craigie Estate. This is the home of George Best when he was literally the Belfast boy. And I'm coming up to the door because I have an opportunity to meet with a man called Peter McCabe, who's going to tell me all about it. Peter,
welcome.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to George Best, childhood home.
Thank you for the kindness. The first thing, the first thing that hits me when you come to the door is, I was away recently in Liverpool for the Eurovision. We went to Paul McCartney's house. You can't go in, but you can stand at the door. There's just this sense of the person when you arrive, and you know that they were there when they were small, when they and when they grew up. When people come here, and I know you can stay and stuff, do they all get quite excited about the prospect of where they actually are?
Yes, people. What I say that people have a moment when they're often they're here, so they kind of think, "Hang on, here I'm actually in the childhood home of my, childhood hero."
Yes.
And so yes, certainly people do get quite emotional. Also, it's unique. You mentioned Paul McCartney's house. You can't stay in Paul McCartney's house, but you can stay here in the childhood home of arguably the world's greatest ever footballer. So.
Absolutely. Now, I'm looking around me. The first thing, obviously, that hits you is all the photographs, the childhood photographs that I hear. On well, not childhood. He's a teenager. He's a grown man in these pictures here.
Absolutely. One of the first photographs you see when you come in is of George in 1961 when he first went over to Manchester as a 15-year-old. So he lived here from about the age of 18 months until he was 15. He went over to Manchester.
We go in. This is the living room. Now, you've preserved this, haven't you, to a great extent in terms of what it was when he lived here.
During lockdown, we did what's called a retro refurb. So most properties that are refurbed are modernised, but this property was retro refurbed back to 1961. And 1961 was the year that George first went over to Manchester. Yeah. So it's supposed to represent the early 1960s.
When people come in here and they stay over, like, are they on their own or are you supervising? Like, is somebody going to stay here tonight?
There is.
And what's the deal when they come over? Do they come over on their own? Do they have to have, not being smart, but like security and stuff?
Well, there's not actually that much worth stealing here in terms of, you know, memorabilia. So all of the photographs are copies. They're not originals.
Sure.
So people, by and large, thankfully, do respect the property. So the guy who stayed here on Sunday night prior to George's his birthday, this will be his eighth time, so he's staying here. So he's a George Best super fan from South Wales, so we kind of trust him.
Yes.
But yes, so we do get people who are genuine Manchester United fans, but also and who it means a lot to stay here.
Can we go into the kitchen? This is gorgeous, and again, and it's compact. It's a tight house.
But also then in the corner here we've got the Belfast thing, common in houses of that generation. So
that's very popular.
Popular to the day, yes.
Popular.
For sure, yeah.
Just washing my hands there. Don't mind me. Are you a fan
of George Best?
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you, like, when you look at him, when you look at the footage, his ability to swerve, to dive, to get out of the way, to fool other players, it was genius.
What?
It was truly genius.
Well, you'll see a photograph shortly that shows you George at the age of 16 months, even at that age, he had a ball in his hand, at his feet, sorry. And so he was, even at that age, a lot of kids aren't actually walking at that age, but he was kicking a football around.
Isn't that something?
Yes, he was a genius for sure.
He really was.
After he left Old Trafford, then he became a bit of a nomad. So you can see here, there's lots of different clubs that he played for.
He came to Cork.
But worth of note, 76, he played for Cork. Three appearances for Cork, Celtic, he didn't score. Then he went off to America, he played for LA Aztecs. Famously, then he came back to England, played for Fulham with Rodney Marsh, Bobby Moore, etc. 78, he went back to America. And then on top of the fourth column there, in 79, he played for Hibs in Edinburgh, in Scotland. And he was on £1,000 a game then, big money. And then in 1980, he played for the San Jose Earthquakes. That was his last hurrah in America. And Pele called George the greatest footballer in the world. And George said that was the ultimate salute to my life. Mm. So in 2002, he got a number of awards, including the freedom of this area, Castlereagh. And there's a little plaque out the front of the house. And in 2005, he passed away and he's buried in Roselawn Cemetery and not for
in the Castlereagh Hills.
When I saw you, you looked like a diamond as you played in the dust and the grime. Just a boy from the country of Ireland, and I knew I could make you shine. 'Cause you move like a downtown dancer, with your hair hung down like a mane, and your feet playing tricks like a juggler as you weave to the sound of your name. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. Georgie, Georgie, they call you the Belfast boy. They say, Georgie, Georgie, keep your feet on the ground. Georgie, Georgie, when you listen to the sound. Georgie, Georgie, put a light on your name. Hey, 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 hey. Play the game.
Can I go out the back
garden? You can.
Have you got a ball?
Did you not bring it?
Ah, I thought you'd have a ball.
So this plane that you can perhaps hear overhead is actually going into the George Best Belfast City Airport. So the Best were the first family to live in this, the only family to live in this house, and the first family for whatever reason to live in this street. But these houses were very sought after, mainly because they had an inside toilet. That was considered a luxury at the time. They have three good double-sized bedrooms. And also, as you rightly said, Marty, they have a good big back garden here. So a young George would have learned to play football in here, in this very garden. Yeah. He also would have played in the street at the front, and he also would have played for Craig Boys Club. That's where he was playing when he was scouted for Manchester United. And that pitch is only a matter of yards up the top of the street. And also, even another place where a young George would have played football would have been Ravenhill, the rugby stadium, now the Kingspan Stadium, where Ulster
play their
games. It's only across there. You actually see it from George's bedroom.
We notice it on the way in.
So young George would have kicked a football around the rugby pitch before he was chased by the groundsman. But as I say to people...
Did they know?
Well, as I say to people, good luck trying to catch George Best if you're a middle-aged groundsman.
So we're back inside again, Peter, and well done with the garden. You've done terrific work on the garden. But we're inside, and there's a picture of a little guy. Is that George?
That's George, yes. That was just a couple of months before he moved into this house. He was about 18 months when he moved into this house. And this photograph depicts him, at the age of 16 months. But even at that stage, he's got a football at his foot. He's showing good balance.
Swervy.
Well, that could be the heavy nappy.
it could be, yeah.
Yes, so people say that, you know, that was how George stood out from the rest of them, was his balance. So it's amazing to be able to see it, even at that tender age, of 18 months.
Wonderful. Are we going up? We are. Do you want to lead the way?
No.
Okay, sure, thank you.
You're the guest.
And again, the old carpet—it's terrific.
Yeah, well, this is actually these photographs here. These are George playing for Northern Ireland. So this is the famous incident where he kicked the ball out of Gordon Banks's hands when Northern Ireland were playing England, and the referee hadn't seen that before, so he disallowed the goal. So people still who have show around this house, people still contest that goal should have stood. You can see there's quite a big crowd there, but if everybody who claimed to be in at that game was actually there, the attendance would have been about 3 million.
So we're off now into the next room. Which is the next room?
This is the room that everybody wants to stay in. So this is George's room itself.
This is George's room.
So even prior to the retro reefer, Marty, we had decorated this house as it would have been when George was sleeping here. So, for example, in the corner here, you can see this is a retro Wolves kit. Wolves is a team that he supported as a boy.
Yeah.
You can see the Spartacus poster here. Again, a film from that era. And then on the bedside cabinet then, we have...
Transistor.
Wireless,
you don't see them anymore.
No, you don't. So that's the type of radio that George would have listened to the football results on.
You've even got a Manchester United West Ham United review from 1968 here.
We do, yes. And there's another Man United review there. There's also a Tiger annual from 1959. Again, from
Tiger was the one that was full of footballers, wasn't it? Well, I have a check. We'll have a look and see. Right, well, that's Dodger Kane. I don't know anything about him. There you are. There's the football. There you are. And do you know, and the reason, it's Roy of the Rovers. It's the famous Roy of the Rovers from the Tiger.
I didn't realise that.
Yeah. But you've really recreated the sense of a teenage boy's room here.
Yes.
Well, and, you know, and it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, but you can see out the back garden as well. This has been George's patch here. So it's not hard to imagine him kicking a football around that that garden that we're looking at.
But didn't he get, like, the press were after him constantly? But then, was he the fifth Beatle? He was this enormous star. And we must never forget just how huge he was.
Absolutely, and that was part of the issue. Part of his issue was that he wasn't protected. He was the first guy kind of subjected to this attention, first footballer subjected to this attention, and he's just a wee fella from Belfast who could play football, and he couldn't cope with it, sadly. So none of us could cope with that kind of attention.
No, it's a very sad end when you think about it, and too soon.
It's almost a Shakespearean end, I think, to his life, because, sadly, he's gone at 59.